What's going on, guys? It's Nick here, back with another video. It's Monday. It's new time. It's time for another Mock Draft Monday. We are going back to full PPR this week, and we're going to do three wide receiver. Very, very common format now, becoming a lot more popular. We've done some later round drafts. So, yeah, I wanted 1 through 7. We're the 4 pick this time. So, 12-team, full PPR, 3 wide receiver, 1 flex spot. Maybe we'll do a 3 wide receiver, 2 flex spot soon, but we'll keep it the 1 flex spot now. Defense, no kicker, as we should always do. And we're going to keep everything normal for now, and we're not going to add an ADPs. As we get real ADPs, I'll not only update the ADP app on the website, but we'll start to do real ADPs in these. But, you know, let's be honest, no one's drafting on ESPN right now, so we can't exactly go with that. So, pull up the draft board. Christian McCaffrey, CeeDee Lamb, Tyreek Hill. That is exactly how I have the rankings in full PPR. 3 wide receiver, and yes, I do have 3 wide receiver specific rankings on the site for full and half PPR. Not too much analysis needed on this one. This whole thing. We're going to take Ja'Marr Chase at this one, and we'll kind of talk about analysis in the next round. So when you think about a 3 wide receiver league in full PPR, obviously you're going to want wide receivers, right? Our plan in this draft is to be starting a wide receiver. Obviously, we have to in all 3 wide receiver spots, but then also in the flex. We should assume every single week we're starting 4 wide receivers, which means we should probably have like 5 wide receivers that we feel really strongly about, because we're going to have 4 buys, we're going to have 4 chances for injuries, 4 chances for bad matchups, 4 chances for really bad weather games. Like every single week, there's 4 opportunities for all of that. So you're going to use your 5th wide receiver a lot. And he kind of also devalues running back position. The rankings obviously take that into account. So after we go, we see Jefferson, St. Brown. I'm going to just talk about the wide receivers here. Jefferson, St. Brown, A.J. Brown, Puka, Marvin Harrison Jr., Adams, Garrett Wilson, D.J. Moore, and Brandon Ayuk. At running back, we see Breece Hall, Robinson, and Gibbs go in round 1. And then J.T., Kyren, Saquon, and ETN go in round 2. Makes sense. Maybe could be slightly more wide receiver heavy, but I would say for the most part that made sense. Maybe you could mix in Sam Laporta. Maybe you could mix in Josh Allen into that range. Personally, my drafting style, I don't love it. I think round 3 is a really good spot to start attacking the quarterback position, start attacking the tight end position. If you really want one of those like true difference makers, round 1 and 2, most years should kind of be reserved for, you know, running back and wide receiver. They're just so important for those positions. And we have opportunity to kind of gain extra value at tight end and quarterback. Also, technically, we look at the roster here. Again, you get 1 extra spot that is not those. So for every single spot you add, let's say you add a flex spot, you add another flex spot, another flex spot. Every single starting spot on your roster that cannot be a quarterback devalues quarterback, right? And it increases the value of all other positions. Technically, tight end goes up a little bit, at least in respects to quarterback it does. But since you're not, and talking about like multiple like flex leagues, since you're not probably going to start a tight end in those flex spots, it mostly just really increased the value of wide receiver, running back. But again, we didn't have multiple flex spots. We had the extra wide receiver spot. So wide receiver, again, very important. So who are the top options in this draft? We've got Olave, Pittman, London, Mike Evans, Debo, Diggs, Nico, Waddle. That's kind of who you're looking at there. Again, Laporta, Kelsey still on the board. Allen, Hurts still on the board at quarterback, but I don't think we're going to go there. If we wanted to go with running back, it looks like top in my rankings is Jacobs. Then after that, it would be a pretty big drop down into Derrick Henry, but it'd be Jacobs or Derrick Henry. Obviously, Jacobs would be phenomenal in a full PPR format because he's going to add on a ton of receptions. But in this format, I have Chris Olave as the 19th overall player, top player still on the board. I think we go after Olave here. Just verify that. We're going to go after Olave here, grab that second wide receiver. Think lock that up. Makes a lot of sense for the build. They didn't have the pop-up, so I don't know who got drafted here. So they do start attacking tight end and quarterback after that. So we take Olave, Pittman and London go, Pacheco goes, Hurts, Allen come off the board, and then Sam Laporta as well. So again, our roster is Jamar Chase, Chris Olave, a really strong duo at wide receiver. We're still perfectly comfortable attacking the wide receiver position here. But as we continue to do that, we need to recognize that we're getting slightly less value. One thing we always want to keep in mind is as you continue attacking one position, as you continue just gaining depth at that spot, realize that you're throwing a little bit of potential value out the board. So I don't actually know. Let's just like see who the top wide receivers are on the board. But if there's one that stands out, you can still go with it. But if we add this third one, now we sit down round four. What if there's another really good value wide receiver? We can still take it, but it's slightly less valuable to do so. And so just think that in the back of your mind. If it is very close and you're already stacking one position, you kind of close a door. If we go to Josh Jacobs here, now we go into round four and anything is available to us, any position. So whatever the most valuable spot is, we can still attack that. If we take Mike Evans, who I think will be the top wide receiver, let's see. Maybe not. Diggs. Diggs is actually the top wide receiver. But Diggs and Diggs, okay, this is a good point here. Diggs, I have 23rd. Jacobs, I have 26th. So if you strictly go on the rankings, you'll take Diggs here. I think most people, though, can recognize if we take Jacobs, we're just reducing risk a little bit in that what if we hate running back in four, hate running back in five, hate running back in six? Well, if we have Jacobs, it's okay to kind of like, you know, push that to the side and be like, well, we have our one. We can definitely still go there. So we will take Jacobs at this pick. I think that balances out our team pretty nicely. And again, Evans in full PPR would have not been the top wide receiver on the board. So we take Jacobs. Only two running backs go, Rashad White and Joe Mixon. And that was the long term. So that was, I don't know how many picks, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That was 16 picks went by, only two running backs. Kelce and McBride go at tight end. Lamar and Mahomes go at quarterback. And then a ton of wide receivers go off the board. Keenan Allen, Metcalf, Diggs, Evans, Kupp, Collins, Devonta Smith, Debo, Rashee Rice, who that's too early, small, short take on Rashee Rice. Don't be drafting him this early. On underdog, he is falling a lot, but I'm just going to maintain behind ADP on Rashee Rice. He could legitimately miss half the season with suspension. Like, it's just, it's not worth going there until we know. It's not going to be a full year. That would be very unlikely, but it could legitimately be half a season. And if that comes out, he's going to fall in further. But obviously, round four, don't do that. I would say if you're in a redraft league, if you wanted to start going there in like that like 9-10 range, especially in this format, full PPR, three wide receiver, that's totally fine. Like, when you get that late, because you don't have to start him. Like, my starting wide receivers will already be filled by that point. So if he's suspended, who cares? He was on my bench anyways. So that's the range I'd be okay drafting him is. I don't need this pick for the first month of the season, but or first half of the season, but know that it legitimately could be that. So Rashee Rice and then Jalen Waddle after that. So quarterback, Stroud, I have Stroud just a little bit ahead of Anthony Richardson, but you know, both those guys are very high upside. There's a lot of people who think Anthony Richardson could be like the number one quarterback this season. If you're in that camp, totally fine taking him over CJ Stroud. I would just recognize if you know the platform you're drafting on, if the ADPs are very different, you know, wait. Like, don't be like, oh, I'm going to draft Richardson here if I think I can get up the next pick. Like, I could probably get pull up the draft board. Both of these two teams, as long as the computer drafts normal, two of these teams have already drafted quarterbacks. So for me to take Richardson here, you know, there's only one team that could potentially take him, and it's more likely to take Stroud first. Like, I just wouldn't end up drafting that. I'd wait till round five for sure. So we're not going to go there. You could definitely go with Mark Andrews or Dalton Kincaid at this spot. I do have Kincaid now. I moved him over Mark Andrews in the full PPR rankings. I have him at 45. We're drafting at 45, so perfectly even on value there. Wide receivers, it doesn't look like anyone's really standing out. Like, Amari Cooper's totally fine. Malik Nabers, Zay Flowers, Christian Kirk, T. Higgins, Tank Dell. I would say, though, it's probably in our best interest, since all of those are very, very similar. Wait, don't take any of them. Maybe grab a running back here. And then when we get into the next round, since all those wide receivers were basically the same for us, I actually have, they're saying take Amari Cooper, the suggestion up here. I have Zay Flowers first on that list. Decent chance he's there, but if he's not there, we can go with one of those other options. Not too big of a downgrade. I don't think we would double dip. I think just because of what is available to us at running back right now, we should probably capitalize on that. I'm not like huge into Devon Achane, but I also have him at 27. I have him one pick behind Jacobs in full PPR. You know, on Underdog, he's going in round two, and that is a very wide receiver heavy format that's also half PPR. Little bump down doing three wide receiver, but not a two round bump down. Like, so I don't like his value in round two. I'm perfectly comfortable in like the late fourth round taking Devon Achane. And he is slightly ahead of Derrick Henry just because of the full PPR format, like just because of format there. Okay, so we take him. Like we said, no quarterbacks came off the board as we predicted. Amari Cooper, Christian Kirk, and Zay Flowers does go. And then Alvin Kamara, Aaron Jones, and Derrick Henry come off for running back. So if we went back to running back, which we probably don't want to do, but if we wanted to right now, you could definitely take James Cook, maybe Ken Walker, but we've pretty clearly hit a drop-off after the Achane pick. And since it's three wide receiver, we just don't need to go there. So Jacobs Achane is a really good duo for us at running back. We'll stay there. Stroud and Anthony Richardson are definitely options here. I have Stroud at 33. It looks like Richardson at 48. So either one of those two would be fine. So we could definitely go with Stroud here. Again, Andrews Kincaid. I said I had Andrews at 45 last time. So he's an option, but Stroud probably grades out a little bit better. But then we could go with another wide receiver. Again, it's a three wide receiver format. We want to start four every week. We want to be loaded at that position. Tank Dell is my number one now that Zay Flowers is off the board, but I have him at like basically where he should be going is right now. So that is our big decision, in my opinion, is take Tank Dell, or can you just not start people? Oh, there you go. Tank Dell or CJ Stroud. So let's think about this from what'll be available at our next pick. We have 16 picks that'll go by before our next one. Unlikely that Stroud and Richardson are still on the board. Certainly possible that one of them is, but it's unlikely. So we'd probably be looking at Burrow, Dak, Kyler, you know, that sort of range. If we look at wide receiver, it is likely that a lot will come off the board. We will probably be looking at I would say like this, like Addison, Hopkins, Deontay range. So pick one. Let's say Deontay. It's full PPR. Deontay's a cheat code in full PPR. Deontay Johnson and CJ Stroud. We'd rather prefer that duo, or we'd rather take Tank Dell. Maybe Stroud or Richardson is still there, but if not, it would be Tank Dell and Joe Burrow. Comment section. What duo would you take there? Me personally, I'm more of like a risky person when it comes to quarterback. So even though Stroud's a good, like a really, really good value at this spot, my take would be, you know what? Let's risk it. Maybe we could get Anthony Richardson in the next round if people don't want to attack the quarterback position. And obviously we'd prefer Tank Dell and Richardson as opposed to taking Stroud, who's just ranked one quarterback higher, but then potentially going way down at wide receiver. So I think I want to chance it and take Tank Dell here and then just see, because also we don't need to take quarterback in the next round. Maybe we end up with, you know, Tank and Deontay, and then we can kind of take quarterback after that. I think there's just a lot of possibilities here, whereas like Tank Dell's not going to be available at our next pick. And for those asking about neighbors, because that's coming up in my mind, I do. So I was wondering that as I was talking. I do have Malik Nabers ranked ahead of Tank Dell. So interesting here. Maybe that changes things just a little bit. No, I don't think it does. I think we just take Nabers. Because I was thinking it's another wide receiver, but it's 16 picks. It's 16 picks. Like, there's going to be, you know, 8-9 wide receivers that come off the board. We are probably going to be looking at that Deontay spot. Yeah, I think I take Nabers. Hope that Stroud is there, but if not, it is okay. So we will grab him And they're not there. As you know, they probably shouldn't be there. Ooh, we just mentioned on Dak too. Okay. So it is four picks go by. So the four picks after us is James Cook, Ken Walker, Tank Dell, and Tony Pollard. Then Stroud and Richardson come off the board. Then we've got Higgins, James Conner, Mark Andrews, Swift, Kincaid, Zamir going real early in a full PPR format, but don't hate it. Eckler probably going too early there. Pickens, Stevenson, and Dak Prescott. So again, our roster. We've got our three wide receivers. Jamar Chase, Chris Olave, Malik Nabers. We've got two running backs, Josh Jacobs and Devon Achan. We could definitely go with Joe Burrow at this spot, but again, we can afford to be a little bit risky at quarterback because two of the teams that are drafting after us, two of the three, already have quarterbacks. So it's a little bit less likely there. So we can risk it on Burrow and try to get him at the next spot. Running back is fine. I mean, I like, I would say Montgomery, Warren, Najee, Chubb, all viable at this spot. I don't think we need to go there. Decent wide receivers still available. And I think, again, given the format, we should go with wide receiver. We're at pick 69. I have Terry McLaurin ranked at 61, right at the same spot as Joe Burrow. So I do have Joe Burrow a little bit higher. Joe Burrow probably as the top wide receiver on the board. But I think, again, it's worth it for us to take McLaurin here, grab another really high upside wide receiver, then hope that Burrow's there at the next spot, because it's much more likely that McLaurin would be drafted. So we'll go over to the rankings. We will draft McLaurin, and Burrow does come off the board, unfortunately, but that's okay. The pick before us, of course. So it goes Montgomery, Chris Godwin, Calvin Ridley, Evan Ingram, Jalen Warren, and then Joe Burrow ahead. But okay, now at least we know if it gets to our next pick, because I don't think we're going to probably take quarterback at this spot. If we come into eight, now it is very unlikely that a quarterback is taken. So now we know, you know, with decent certainty that we can kind of survive that turn. But it would be Kyler Murray, who realistically I have ranked literally right next to Burrow. I mean, the total gap is 2.3 points. So that's a, you know, what, 10-yard pass and a couple yard scramble. Like, it's not over an entire season. So they're basically the same pick. And I do not have a tier break, though. So this is a tier break from 2 to 3 with Kyler and Jordan Love. I have Kyler and Jordan Love like right next to each other. Then I have the tier break into these guys like Purdy, Tua, and Caleb Williams. So because of that, and because we kind of just missed out, and because we can kind of take advantage of a lot of these teams are not going to draft, you know, a quarterback coming up here, I don't think we go quarterback. So I'm going to say no to that. Tight end. Probably going to say no to that as well. Pitts is definitely a good value here. I've met 10 spots of value. But like, I also like David Njoku. Kittle falls a lot. I don't like Kittle, but he falls a lot. He'd have to fall a decent amount more for me to get him. But he's kind of sitting there as like a barrier, like hoping, you know, that a team is waiting and then they'll draft Kittle and we can kind of get Njoku and Pitts later, who I have ranked higher. But I don't think I want to go with tight end at this spot. If we go to running back, we still have some of those options. But again, this format, I don't think that's the move. I think we just go with our top-ranked wide receiver, who I believe is Jaden Reed. I have Jaden Reed at 67. We're at 76 right now, so that's good value. Deontay, I still have at 73. So Deontay's a good value right now, but not the top-ranked. I actually have Calvin Ridley went. I was going to say I have Calvin Ridley a little bit higher. I have Xavier Worthy a little bit higher. Is Adunze still on the board? I have Adunze higher. So I think we could go with Jaden Reed at this pick. And then we see what happens after that. So we do see Kyler, Jordan Love, and Purdy come off the board, which means all teams have quarterbacks except for us. So we can wait a little bit longer. Typically, I do like kind of having quarterback figured out by this point. But I don't think it like needs to be done. Again, we want five wide receivers we feel very strongly about because we're going to use that fifth wide receiver a lot. There's going to be four bye weeks, four bad matchups in rain games. four opportunities for injuries every single week, and you're not perfect at drafting. Like, what if Chris Olave doesn't have a great year? What if Malik Nabers takes some time to break out? What if Daniels isn't an amazing rookie quarterback right away, especially in the passing game, and Terry McLaurin doesn't really get going? Like, we're going to use Jaden Reed probably a lot, maybe even a lot early in the season. And so it's not just like a throwaway pick. We're going to use that pick a lot. Okay, big names that came off the board: Kyler, Love, and Purdy at quarterback. No tight ends. More running backs than wide receivers. Only Worthy, JSN, Deontay, Addison, and Hopkins, and then a decent amount of running backs do come off the board. So we're up. My top quarterback left is Caleb Williams, but I have Caleb Williams right next to Tua. Caleb at pick 80, Tua at pick 83. So good value on them. But let's be honest, Justin Herbert could still have a pretty solid season. Jared Goff can definitely have a good year. Trevor Lawrence, Kirk Cousins, you know, if he's actually going to be like the full-time quarterback, you know, he's going to be 100% in week one. That's a great offensive situation. So there's plenty of options still on the board, and it is highly unlikely one of the teams at this turn takes quarterback. So it doesn't really, you know, benefit us all that much to take that position. Wide receiver. There are still wide receivers we like, but now that we've taken five, we're now taking our second bench wide receiver, so it becomes a little bit less optimal to go to wide receiver, though again, there's some great options still on the board. Running back, we would be taking a running back on the bench, but could benefit us if maybe there's one that we feel pretty decent about. I would say we're probably on the second page here. Basically, I'm looking at Chase Brown. I'm looking at Jonathan Brooks, Corum eventually, but I have Brooks ahead of Chase Brown. A little bit of a reach at this spot, but not too bad. So here's my thoughts. I think I want to go with Pitts. I have Pitts as a really, really good value right now. Grab Pitts, maybe grab Brooks after that as that third running back who's going to get great volume, and I definitely think Miles Sanders could be traded away. You trade away Miles Sanders and you only have Brooks and Chuba, you know, on a team that really wants to run the ball. That's a great, great situation. So two of these teams have tight ends. Engram's off the board. It would be a pretty big drop down for me going from Pitts to Kittle if we do miss out on Pitts here. And since I think Brooks will still be there, I think that's the move that we should do. So let's take Pitts. I know they're going to grade it as a reach, but take Pitts and then take Brooks after that. I think that's the move. And then just kind of hope that, teams that already have a quarterback don't really draft their second quarterback, and they don't. Okay, so we played that out correctly. We get Pitts. We get Brooks, our first bench running back. Between the Pitts and Brooks picks, Marquise Brown, Zeke, Ladd, Coleman, Adunze, and Chase Brown all come off the board. And then Kittle does go the pick before we're about to go after this. No quarterbacks, and kind of an even split at running back and wide receiver. Not going to list off all those options. So we can just come up here. Why don't we just kind of do it this way? Top options at quarterback are, again, Caleb Williams and Tua. But again, these teams already have quarterback. We are getting to a range where, I don't know what the computer will totally do, but we're getting to a range where, like, you know, you're sitting here in the draft, just because the team had Allen and Hurts, like, they weren't taking quarterback to begin with. But as we get into rounds, you know, 10, 11, 12, 13, well, now it is possible they do take that back up, and you don't want to wait too long. So I'll pull up the quarterback rankings right now. I have Caleb at 80, Tua at 83. We're at 117. So it's a really, really good spot to grab one of these two. Theoretically, we have a stack with like Devon Achane if we had to take Tua, but again, it's not best ball. You don't need to do that. At running back, we're mostly in the handcuff range, and we already have three, and I'm only starting two each week, so I don't think you need to do that. I probably wouldn't want to stack Dobbs with Jaden Reed. I'm hoping Jaden Reed kind of, you know, breaks out, has a ton of receptions, and that's not really going to help us with Dobbs. And I don't know. I mean, there's some decent options. Like Curtis Samuel could definitely rack up a lot of receptions. Shakir, if you think he wins that. Maybe. I mean, Curtis Samuel is one of the only ones that I feel like that great about. Where do I have Curtis Samuel in this format? Because the play might be, because we're not going to take another tight end. The play might be to just go after Curtis Samuel and then take quarterback the pick after. 105, we're at 117, so not terrible value there. And he is the top wide receiver still on the board. My thought, though, is it worth potentially? I think it is, because I basically have Tua and Caleb as the exact same pick. So, yeah, okay. Take Curtis. It's fine if they end up taking a quarterback. They don't. Awesome. We'll go in here, and we will take Caleb Williams. All right. Nice. They didn't end up drafting another quarterback, so theoretically we could have waited. But I think if you were in like a human draft, I think some of these teams would have started to take backups. So I think it was still a smart decision to draft out there. So we've got five picks left. One will be defense, so four actual picks left. It is total. So, and the whole double dipping quarterback, the math actually works out to where if you don't take a quarterback in the top, I believe it's 9 or 10. I can't remember which one, but we didn't for either. Top 9 or 10 rounds. If you don't do that, you should actually take two late, just because it's kind of difficult to hit on quarterback. It's actually the same thing with tight end, but we took one in 8, so we need to do that. But tight end and quarterback, if you wait late, you're actually supposed to double dip and take two, because it's not easy to hit on those breakouts, and so just giving yourself that second opportunity to do so. Plus, if you waited, especially on both of them, you already took so many running backs and wide receivers that it benefits you a little bit less taking a shot on one of them because you already have so many. So we're not going to take a backup tight end, but I would not be opposed to taking Tua here and just being like, okay, maybe I start this. I mean, basically just streaming matchup. Maybe you start the season with Tua because you know kind of the general games he's going to have. Maybe you wait, see what you have in Caleb Williams. If Caleb Williams goes out there and is just incredible, is just hitting all of his amazing targets, now you're like, okay, maybe you can either trade if there's an injury, maybe you can continue streaming matchups, and maybe you go back to using Caleb Williams first. Plus, I have the projections off by like, again, like 1 or 2 points, so it's, you know, pretty even there. But so that wouldn't be a bad option, taking the backup quarterback. Running back. Marshawn Lloyd, my model loves Marshawn Lloyd. It projects him as DeAndre Swift in the NFL. They've talked pretty positively about him. I also would not be surprised if A.J. Dillon was traded. So A.J. Dillon, another player that could go to a team like the Chargers. So honestly, drafting him wouldn't be bad if you wanted to bet on that happening. But I think Lloyd, you know, in that sort of Aaron Jones style role, could be very productive on this team. Damian Pierce, another player I think can be traded. So there's definitely like potential here. And you would really just go with what you think. Like basically, do you want to draft Dylan or Pierce in the off chance they get traded? Do you want to draft Jalen Wright in case there's an injury? Like maybe I can handcuff Achan with Jalen Wright. That way, if Achan does get hurt, you know, I just slot in Jalen Wright there and I'm probably getting running back two production from Jalen Wright. So you're basically saying, okay, Achan's probably going to be a running back one while healthy. Then you just slide him in at running back two if it's Jalen Wright there. Or maybe like a low-end one because he's never going to get a ton of touches. I think I talked about him in the Saturday video. Like the touches are capped. I mean, he's just not going to get that many. But obviously very explosive, very good in full PPR formats. Okay, so that was a lot. What is my gut saying? My gut is telling me the right handcuff is probably just worth taking. Secure that spot. We haven't gone heavy at running back. Secure that. Maybe just take Tua after that. Just go all in on Miami, but take that backup. But I think it's worth just taking Jalen right here. Just locking in the handcuff. I think that makes sense. They take Lloyd, so I could have considered Lloyd there. So option at this pick is we can take Dylan or Pierce and hope that one of them gets traded. I would say Pierce is probably a little bit more likely. It's probably pretty even which one of those two gets traded. We are still in a format again that favors wide receiver, and we do have six, but I definitely want, if we pull up our bench here, we got three bench spots left. I definitely want one of them to be a wide receiver. So if we do, we could just do a wide receiver, a quarterback, and a running back. Maybe that's how we can kind of split it. So how would we divvy that up? At wide receiver, I think I'd wait because there's some really strong potential options, but I don't think the difference between like A.D. Mitchell, Wicks, I wouldn't do Wicks because I have Reed, but A.D. Mitchell, Polk, Pearsall, Burton, like basically all of those rookies, I don't think the odds that any one of them has a really strong breakout is like that much higher than all the other ones. So I feel like I would wait there. I think it's Tua, Dylan, or Pierce. But honestly, we probably don't even need to go with Tua because I'd be fine grabbing Goff. I'd be fine grabbing... Honestly, you could grab Daniels and just be like, which one of these two breaks out? Because one of them is probably going to have a really strong season in fantasy. All right, I think that's the move. Let's take Pierce because I think Pierce is slightly more likely to go to the Chargers. And if he gets that landing spot, then it's just wheels up for that. So let's take Pierce. Someone took Tua. So because of the drop-off, I don't think we would go there. So we'll take A.D. Mitchell. He would be probably the most likely to have that really strong season. And then we'll take, unless someone stands out, we'll take a backup quarterback. Just because, again, having the rookie in Caleb Williams, we just don't know. But it wouldn't be against it. That's an up-to-you thing. Mathematically, you're supposed to take this backup quarterback. But if you feel strongly, I feel pretty good about Caleb Williams. Like, if you're throwing to Udunze, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet, DeAndre Swift, like, you don't have to be that good to have a really strong season in fantasy. So, you know what? Maybe if this was my league, honestly, I probably wouldn't take the backup. I would be like, you know what? Screw the math. Like, it's fine. Like, I'll just try and take a shot at a position player here. So how many we have at running back? Jacobs, Achan, Brooks, Wright, and Pierce. We have five running backs, and we're only going to start two every week. We have Chase, Olave, Neighbors, McLaurin, Curtis Samuel, A.D. Mitchell. I do actually think we'd be better off taking a wide receiver here. You could take Quentin Johnston in the hopes that he kind of puts it together this season, or you can start attacking some of these wide receivers. Maybe you take Pearsall in the off chance that one of Ayuk or Debo gets traded away. I would say Quentin Johnston probably has the best path. I wouldn't hate going with Burton if you think Higgins leaves, Corley if you like his talent, but and Quentin Johnston probably has the best path here. So we'll take him, we will take a defense, we will review the team, and we will get on out of here. Again, haven't done any research into defenses yet. Okay, here is the squad. There we go. Trying to make it bigger for you guys. Starting lineup. Caleb Williams. So we take the hit at quarterback. But again, I think he has significant upside this season. Caleb Williams. Josh Jacobs. Oh my goodness. Yes, Josh Jacobs. I don't know why I thought that I like said that wrong. Okay. Josh Jacobs, who I think is probably going to be like a... Honestly, I think he's probably going to be a top like seven running back this season. But he could easily be a top five running back. Tavon Achane, Jamar Chase, Chris Olave, Malik Neighbors, Kyle Pitts, Terry McLaurin, Eagles defense. And then on the bench, we've got Jaden Reed, Jonathan Brooks, Curtis Samuel, Jalen Wright, Damian Pierce, A.D. Mitchell, and Quentin Johnston. I think a good blend of a few rookies, of a few younger players. We typically lean younger on the bench, especially because starting lineup-wise, you know, I feel pretty strongly that we could start this starting unit for a good chunk of like the early portion of the season, and then we can start to mix in. If you draft too many rookies, which we're on the cusp here, but I don't think we drafted too many. If you draft too many and you're relying on like three rookies that you're starting plus all of your benches rookies, it can just take you a little bit of time to get going. I feel good enough. Like, yes, Neighbors a rookie. Yes, Caleb's a rookie, but I feel pretty good about starting them in week one. So that'll do it for this Mock Draft Monday. Again, tomorrow, live, 6:30 Eastern. Come with any questions you guys have. I'll try and answer all of those. So if you watch this far, be sure to hit the like button. Make sure to subscribe to the channel if you're new here. But I'll catch you guys on the next one.